Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Publicans are calling for the right of punters to have a pint at the bar when wet pubs reopen. I should really say if wet pubs reopen, because there's still no clarity on whether wet pubs can reopen or not on August the 10th. Fáilte Ireland is expected to publish guidelines on this before the end of the week. I'm joined now by Michael O'Donovan from the Castle Inn in Cork City and from Tom Dunbar from Dunbar's Corner House in Ferns in Wexford. Gentlemen, we'll leave aside the question of whether you are going to open on August the 10th or not aside for the moment and just talk about the right of people to be served at the bar rather than be waited on at the table. You're both here to make the case for using the bar. Michael, set out your stall for us.
Well, I suppose, Philip, the bar counter is the centrepiece of any bar. And I suppose our culture here in Ireland, the life of any bar revolves around the bar counter. And like, I suppose most of us that are still closed would be family-run businesses, really, the vast majority of pubs, and we would know our customers on first-name basis. So when the customer comes into our bar, the general action that they would take would be come to the bar counter to talk to whoever is behind the bar. And even if somebody, a stranger, comes in, it's the first place that they come to is to come to our bar counter and to say hello and talk to, be it the proprietor or family member that is behind that bar, to talk to them. And look, I suppose in current situations under COVID, social distancing, we're well used to now at this stage, you know, having the social distance requirements. So we can implement that at a bar counter setting. But the bar counter would still be a pivotal part of our business to have that in operation once we reopen, hopefully on August the 10th.
What would you add to that, Michael? Tom, excuse me, I beg your pardon. What would you add to that, Tom?
Well, I think a lot of people already have made a big commitment and cost of a lot of money to try and get their bars, the bar counter, in, you know, to meet the regulations. With, you know, some people put up perspex and all that kind of thing. If we had got some kind of guidelines to see, because a lot of pubs, in the nature of them, they're quite narrow. A lot of small country pubs, and not to be able to use the bar counter with the proper protection and stuff, both for ourselves, employees, and our customers, I think it would be, you know, it would take away from very much from the bar setting. But there's definitely a way that you could, with the proper procedures, to be able to put it in a safe way, you know, and to meet all the guidelines, the 1 meter rule or the 2 meter rule. I think it can be very, it can be done with a little bit of work, you know.
Yeah, are we talking about angels dancing on the head of a pin here, really? Because the whole basis of your business is that there is one or two nights in the week in which everybody can get jammed in there, and the whole part of charm and the attraction of it is that we're all packed in so closely together that you practically have to put your hand in somebody else's pocket to scratch your own leg. And that just can't happen now.
Well, I think in fairness, what's after happening over the whole country, I think the bars are open for the last 3 weeks and there'll be no problems whatsoever. There's no reason why we can't run the business properly. I think it'd be a long way ahead of running where the house parties and these shebeens that are running all over the country. I think that the bar would be a much safer place and much safer environment for people
It's a strong argument, absolutely, you know? That you can offer a safer, more regulated, better policed system than shebeen or a house party is going to. But can you run a profitable business that you don't have at least 7 or 8 of those nights where you're absolutely rammed every month?
Well, if we don't get a chance to run, I mean, we have no chance of being profitable. As we stand at the moment, we're not getting any chance. And we feel we've been very, you know, particularly slighted over the last people who have kept closed and, you know, and to comply with the guidelines have now been, I think, very ill, very badly treated by the way that especially the late notification the last time on the 20th, when people had restocked and got ready to go, you know, to do business and to do it in a safe manner. And I think we really got a big kick in the teeth.
Tom, would you accept that maybe what the problem here is that we're trying to apply a one-size-fits-all prescription to premises that are all laid out very, very differently, and where it might be safe to use the counter in some bars, where it might be the only space that can be used, frankly, in some bars. It's just not an option in others.
It depends. If you put in the proper, if there is proper, like I say, every bar is quite different, but I'm sure there is different ways of people that can, you know, I've seen it myself, the Perspex screens in front of between the customer and the punter. And it worked quite well. I've seen it myself. I've been in bars that already doing that. And I think there's no reason why, again, it has to be done with proper social distancing. But if it's done properly, I can see no reason why we can't use the bar.
Some might suggest that the reason that you want to use the bars is so that you can avoid the cost of having to employ table service.
Listen, what we're talking about here, you're talking about trying to make it viable a few minutes ago, and now you're talking about, I'm in a small family-run pub. We run it ourselves with part-time employees, and we know all our punters, we know everybody, and that's like nearly 3,000 of pubs in the rural, particularly in the rural areas, who know everybody, and it's I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it's certainly going to be a job that I think we're well capable of doing.
Same question to both of you. Is there any point or rhyme or reason, or indeed is it even policeable, to introduce a 105-minute limit on the amount of time that your customers can spend in the bar?
Well, I suppose, Philip, look, the 105 minutes from a publican's viewpoint, it's very hard to accept it at the moment when we see the amount of house parties going on around the country, and there's absolutely no time limit on somebody going into a house and spending a night and drinking whatever they want. As Tom said there, the bar is a much more controlled environment. So like the Fault Ireland's guidelines that come out this week, we would be hoping that they would take that into consideration, because anybody that comes to a bar, we're already a very regulated industry. So, like, we look after our customers the best we can. They're there to enjoy our night out, and that is our business, to give them a good night out. So, like, putting that penalty on us to basically be a referee to keep time check on them for 105 minutes is very difficult, and I think very onerous on publicans at the moment.
Tom?
Well, I think actually in the rules, the strange thing about it is that the 1 hour and 50 minutes applies to the 1 metre rule. If you can run a bar with the 2 metre rule, there's no time limit.
True, absolutely. But in some of the smaller houses around the country, you can't imagine that the 2 metre rule would be practical.
Yeah, well, again, we haven't got the full guidelines, what we call, for want of a better name, the wet pub. So we don't really know exactly. We're talking about.
Would you accept that in the national interest, it is more important right now that for the whole country that we get the schools up and running, and that perhaps that is why you're being left in this limbo or slightly grey area until we know that we can do that safely?
I suppose, Philip, look, the schools and pubs, they're totally separate industries. Yes, we understand people need their kids to go back to school. I have kids myself. It's crucial that they get back to school. But I suppose, Philip, from a publican viewpoint, up to now, we're not aware of any cases coming from pubs that have been open since the 29th of June. So it's very difficult to be, branded with that stick when we haven't seen any cases, and the pubs that are open have been trading and are really following the guidelines and checking staff and people. So, like, there's been no COVID cases that we're aware of coming out of pubs so far.
I know, but Tom, wouldn't that make the argument for saying that it has to be policed in a way that's just not necessarily going to lend itself to your businesses?
It will not be, as to say, it'll be the new norm. It won't be the same as we had before. But I think it's only fair that we get a chance to trade if 40% of our businesses have nearly universally been run very, very well with very few exceptions since the 29th of July, I think it's only very reasonable and fair that the rest of us, the 3,000 that are more or less that are still closed, that are given the chance to make a living. I mean, a lot of these people are, you know, have young families and people in schools and colleges and all, and it's been very, very bank repayments has been very, very, very difficult. over the last couple of, particularly since they got the kick in the teeth on the 29th, or the 20th, sorry.
Indeed. Michael O'Donovan and Tom Dunbar, thank you both very much.